Thank you very much. There are obviously real challenges in overcoming the threats of IEDs, and we've seen that it sort of has a very broad reach, from trying to address detonator profusion to addressing precursor chemical materials to addressing funding. In fact, I examined the various attempts at UN level to address in a counter-terrorism mode, and I found 72 different suggestions and solutions to addressing IEDs. It is a really thorny issue that ultimately requires a very joined up way of thinking. Unlike the manufactured landmines, which we saw in the Ottawa Treaty, where you could then ban manufacture, the improvised nature clearly of IEDs means that trying to stamp it out is like playing one of those games in a funfair where you hit the mole on the head and then another mole pops up. One thing which I think is worth commenting on, though, is the nature of the interrelationship between manufactured weaponry systems being used and IEDs. So we did an examination of suicide attacks and airstrikes, and we found that in Pakistan, for every drone strike that had occurred, there was a 3 times higher likelihood of suicide strikes to occur within a month. So retribution and counter attack are often a feature of the IED, and escalations of conflicts can easily occur. The other element, which was picked up by some of the nations from the floor, was the issue of decontamination, and I applaud Iraq's work in this in particular. But it is clear that if there is a large amount of conflict detritus and unexploded weaponry systems in the ground, this can be then repurposed for IED attacks. And we've definitely seen cross-border trade of precursor chemical materials and the use of legacy weapons that have shifted from country to country. And to this degree, there is a kind of a contagion that occurs, particularly in suicide bombing, where you see it emerge in one state and then get picked up in another. So the spreading of ideas and the spreading of precursor chemical materials presents an existential crisis to a degree to United Nations states. And addressing that, obviously France is taking a leadership role, but I hope that the urgency of the now will show that unless there is a coordinated and joined attempt by states to come together to address this innovatively and with funding, to ensure there's proper research and proper data collection on how IEDs spread, I fear that this will be a weapon of mass destruction that is here to remain. Thank you.
Mr. Schmidt-Kall, you have the floor.
Thank you. For the comments made by China, but also by Turkey. Oh, it doesn't work.